And we're back. Well, I have to read out. Dave from RemLab actually decided to let me know where RemLab is. So he says, RemLab is northeast of Jefferson County, Blount County. How many of the violent actors are government psycho meds? What he's kind of alluding to is MK Ultra. I don't know how familiar you are with that. The bomber, what was his? No, not the Unabomber. Remember him? He was actually, I believe, in MK Ultra. It was a mind control sort of.
I've heard of it.
They give him LSD, like large doses of LSD.
Okay, yeah.
And things like that. And they, but they were in other drugs, and they did horrible things to people in the name of government. But I mean, not new. They've been doing it for years. And so could it have been? I doubt it. I think most people today are victims of these drugs that are shipped from China, and they go into the cartels in Mexico, and then they distribute them. It's just their distribution system. And they come into the U.S. and they're making them more addictive and more, and they're trying to make it easier to get. But we better wake up, because there's a lot of people dying from drug overdoses. And we're talking like in every town, not in big cities, every single town.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just kind of a goal. If you wanted to conquer a country, a superpower, and make them become irrelevant, explode them from within, right? Mm-hmm. Have them fall into themselves. And well, I mean, right now they're, if we look at what's happening, kind of makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So thank you, Dave, for telling us where RemLab is. I'm still not sure I could find it on a map, but shout out to RemLab. We're going to move on to the second dipper, library troubles. And I know Phil periodically, kind of takes this up. And I kind of have a special interest in it as well. And I personally believe that the library should be a place that offers education, that offers a fun place for kids to go. I have great memories of going into the library and my mom saying, okay, turning me loose, I can go in the kids section. And I just get to poke around and pick my books out. I'd turn the ones in I had from the week before. Because growing up, my parents didn't have money to go buy all the books. I mean, I know nowadays a lot of people just buy them, or they get them on, use a screen to view them, which I don't prefer. I like having a book in my hand. My oldest child's like that too. She likes to physically hold a book, and I get it.
That's good.
Yeah. She's also a voracious reader. She could read on a 12th grade level when she was in sixth grade, which meant I had to do a whole lot of picking through, because there's a lot of 12th grade level books that aren't appropriate for a sixth grader. They deal with subjects that are above them that might be confusing or disturbing, right? You just don't want kids. It's just like porn. When kids see porn, or when kids read or see illustrations that are way above them mentally, as far as what they can handle sexually wise, it can damage them. It can damage pathways. You see kids, I saw this last night. There were kids addicted to porn in this, or no, it was on Phil's show. She said there was kids addicted to porn that were like 9.
Yeah.
A, where are they getting it at 9? My kids didn't have any screens at 9. So
it's in your Chromebooks, your school issued Chromebooks.
They can find a way to get around it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's just disgusting. I mean, because you expect your kids to be safe. It's like you expect your kid to be safe at the library. You expect that. I think most people have no idea what's there. And they see groups like Read Freely, and they see librarians come out and say, there isn't any of this stuff in the library. That's gaslighting. It's there. I assure you it's there.
I think we just need to be more aware as parents. Check everything.
Absolutely.
Anything that has an internet connection or some sort of electronic device, just check it.
But would you, like taking your girls to the library, would you think you'd have to stand over them in the children's section?
Now, yes.
Now, because knowing what you do, right?
Yeah, yes.
But, I mean, say a year ago, would you have known that?
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
actually,
you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
About a year ago, yeah, I would.
Okay.
Now, growing up, like when I was a kid, I went to the library too. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Great place for knowledge and imagination and all that. But Now it's not like that.
Well, because most of the books that are being challenged are between 5 and 7 years old or newer. This is a relatively new phenomenon that you see some of these books. And the thing, how they get away with it is it's illustrations. It's not pictures. If you were to have actual photos of what the illustrations are, it would be porn. But to me, you don't get a pass because it's hand-drawn porn.
Yeah.
I mean, like Japanese anime is still porn, exactly. Right?
That,
I mean,
yeah, that stuff's drawn.
It's drawn. I just think that children, it's not too much to say, hey, some of this stuff is dicey. Children don't need to accidentally come upon it. If you want your child to have it, we're going to put it in a section where adults have to check it out. If you still want your child to have it, you can make that decision. That's not acceptable.
I don't understand why anyone would want their child to still have that, though.
I've seen them say, well, just because you don't like that type of sex, it doesn't mean it's wrong. Well, I don't think any type of sex should be shown to children.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that, you know, as a public service, as a library, you should be very careful as to what children are seeing. All right. Well, we will be back on this subject in just a few. And we're back. This is Lee in for Phil on Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, trying to do the show justice here. And we are on the Dipper library troubles and just kind of chatting about the library and why people are trying to work on cleaning up certain areas, work on, you know, fighting to keep children's innocence intact. Because I think it's so important.
Yeah, it is. And my mind just boggled, though. Like we were talking on the break. Like, how? Like, why make any sense of this? Like, why you need this in the children's section?
I think it's desensitizing kids. When you have books that are in the juvenile section, which is 8 to 12, that show a man putting on a condom, I mean, why do you need that?
Yeah.
What is that? How does that work? I mean, because children don't need to see that unless maybe you want to desensitize them to that.
Yeah.
And why would you be desensitizing them to that? It's like, just follow that train of thought there. And I don't think it goes anywhere good.
Nope.
I mean, why we fight? I always love the saying, you don't fight because you hate what's in front of you. You fight because you love what's behind you. And we love our kids. And we love that they stay kids and they stay innocent. And that isn't, I mean, because they're going to find it all soon enough, right? I mean, you got the smartphones, you've got everything, places for them to find things. You just protect them as long as you can and you control what you can control. But I think a place that's publicly funded is just a different animal. You're talking about public funds and they need to justify why they're buying the books they're buying. And I think that librarians are very, overall, library sciences is a very leftist group in the colleges and what they're putting out. It's just not the same as 20 years ago. It's just totally different. And they have to get a master's degree to be a librarian. I don't know if you know that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do. And the longer you're in school, especially in a very far left type of field, the more indoctrination you get. So you got people, they're pumping out librarians that are pretty, you know, pretty leftist. I mean, if you look at the head of the ALA, which is the American Library Association, she calls herself an avowed lesbian communist, Marxist. I mean, same thing. And she said her goal is to queer up the library. Well, that's not our goal. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't know whose goal that is outside of some very large cities and only in certain areas. That goal doesn't really reflect American values, and it certainly doesn't respect Alabama values. Yeah. I don't think you need to queer up anything. People can live as they want to live in this country because that's what the freedom we have. But I don't think that you try to purposely bring ideas into a space that's for children. If you want to provide a section for adults all about that, that's for them to choose. But I think that the library itself needs to understand they're spending public funds and our opinions do matter. And when you got groups like Huntsville-Madison County Library that are trying to change their policies to be even more difficult to move books and are refusing to move books out of the children's section that directly depict sex. There I've seen board books that show children questioning gender ideology and talking about being trans. Board books, you know what, you have children. Board books are for like first readers.
Mm-hmm.
These can be as young as say 4, 3, 4, 5, you know, are reading these board books and then they move into more chapter style or, you know, the different types of books. Give me a break. No 3, 4, 5-year-old needs to be introduced to that. But yet, when you ask for it to be moved, it's meeting with stiff rejection. Matter of fact, I've got an article from NPR. Yes, I had to go to NPR. Well, trust me, I didn't want to. And it's talking about the book challenges soaring in 2023. The challenges rose 93% compared to 2022. And school, that's for general public libraries. And school libraries saw an 11% increase. School libraries aren't quite as much of a problem, but what we're finding is that they may not have the books in actual, you know, book form, but there are things available on the children's computers that are concerning. So you got to kind of keep an eye on both of them. So we look at Deborah Caldwell Stone, the head of the ALA's Office for Intellectual Freedom. Translation, Office of We Want Children to Have Smut, says more of the challenges are coming from relatively few activists. It said, we're not seeing an individual read a book and raise a concern about it. We're seeing organized groups that go to school boards, go to library boards, demanding the removal of dozens, if not hundreds of books at a time. They're simply downloading lists from advocacy groups and demanding removal of those books. And it says almost half the challenged books deal with LGBTQ themes or with race or racism, as has been the case in the past years, and the most challenges recorded in Florida and Texas. So here's how I deal with this. No, they're really not dealing with race. They're throwing that in there to try to pull in allies. It is almost all LGBTQ and or just adult themes that shouldn't be there.
No kid is asking for this stuff.
No.
We're putting it there.
Yeah.
Or these people are putting it there.
Right. And children don't need to see that. I don't care who's participating.
Yeah.
They don't need to see it. I will say that when they're talking about not reading the book, trust me, you might have one person in your group read a certain book. Everybody doesn't have to read it. They're all gross. But and I love the fact that you take out segments and say, these are the illustrations. This is the wording in this. This is the concern. And every single time that's taken out of context. And I'm like, how can two dudes doing something that dirty ever be in context for a child?
Exactly.
Where are you ever going to find a context where that works?
Yeah.
You don't. So it's just, it's difficult for them to address this subject without trying to pull in other themes. And the thing is that ultimately, most libraries are starting to kind of make that shift and make that change. Our governor, Kay Ivey, bless her heart, like Phil said, we don't hear from her very often, but occasionally she'll dip her toe in. And she put out a letter to the head of the Alabama Public Library Services and said, these need to change. Things need to change here. While, yes, the parents are the ultimate arbiters, you need to help them by providing safe areas for children to look for books. And you need to make better decisions essentially in what you're purchasing. And you need to have, essentially she was backing up with the most common sense approach. And what you hear is that the libraries are not fond of this approach. And they think that that it's censorship. They're saying, even when you're just asking for it to be moved to the adult section because of the content, they're stating that is censorship. I don't really understand, or even I've heard them say it's book banning. And I'm like, well, just because it's in the adult section, it can't be censorship if it's still there available for you to get. I mean, that's my opinion. I don't see how it can be censorship if it's still available and you can check it out.
Yeah, it's not censorship.
No. But what it is it requires that the adult be part of the discussion because they would have to check it out. That's proposed. And they've done that in some areas like Gulf Shores, Prattville. You've heard a lot about that.
Yeah, I grew up in Prattville, actually.
Oh, did you? Okay. Yeah. So, these things are starting, these libraries are starting to change. Some of the library boards are getting ousted. People are starting to take things back because it really just flew on the radar for years. But I will say most of these books are newer. So this is not,
what I'm saying. They're putting it there.
There's 10 or 15 years ago, you didn't find this in the library.
There's an agenda here.
Well, of course.
And, if you want my opinion, I think it should be banned. It should be censored completely. It shouldn't even be in the library. But I don't
disagree with that, especially on some of the ones. There's some where I think, okay, if the parent wants to address this with the kids, that's fine. There's others where I'm like, why would we spend public funds on this at all? You're, as the librarians, as they order books, you are a trustee of public funds. This isn't just, I identify as such, so I want to flood the library with this type of material. You are taking public funds, and that is a very serious job, and purchasing books with it. And there's just some troubling things. And I think it's not that people are swinging in any direction. I think they're becoming aware. And I think people just didn't know that this stuff was in the library. And now, because they're saying that it's risen so much, well, that's because these parents' advocacy groups are starting to make noise and are saying, hey, this is what's happening and people are taking notice. So, and I will say this, that there's book challenges where you can, what they were talking about there, you can challenge a book and you can say, hey, I think this should be moved to another section. Well, in Huntsville, Madison County, they're trying to write into their policy changes that basically say you're not going to be able to move a book. Even we know we're buying books that don't align with most people's moral, that people find them objectively amoral and problematic, but we're still going to buy them anyway, and you're not going to be able to move them. Essentially, that's what the policy says, and it's insane because they're basically just saying, sorry, we're going to put what we want in here, and you're not going to be able to move it. And they're voting on these policy changes very soon.
I just won't go to the library.
Well, I know, and that's what's sad.
Yeah,
because the library is meant. Our tax dollars, 5 million of them in Huntsville, go to the library every single year.
Glad I don't live in Huntsville.
I mean, $5 million. And we're just supposed to go, well, never mind. I won't go.
Yeah.
That just doesn't seem right at all.
Just like the space camp thing.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fun idea. I went to, the Huntsville Space Center when I was a kid on a field trip. And I loved it.
Right. Yeah. I had kids that went. So, yeah. It's a very fantastic place. It's a highlight. It's a draw. And now there's this stain on there, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah, now people are going to be like what I just said. I just won't go.
Right. Okay, well, when we come back, we'll keep talking about some things going on with libraries. We'll be right back. And we're back. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. And I have got a caller on the line about the library issue. And Rachel, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey. So I know that you've been involved in library battles, as it were, and you've got some experience in this. Talk to me a little bit about what you see going on here and how it might reflect some of the other fights you've been in previously.
Yeah, so I moved here from Missouri, from St. Charles, Missouri, where my battle with the library started with me taking my 4-year-old son to the children's section of the library, only to discover that there was a drag queen running the children's section, not just doing drag queen story hour, but running the children's section. And so that exploded into finding pornographic books in the nonfiction section and also in the children's section. So I've been in this library battle for about, it's been a good year. So, but I see the same trends come here. Everything is exactly the same. So it's just, it's like, what is the saying? We're on the same train, Alabama's just a few cars back. So,
yikes. So maybe got some advice on how we avoid the pitfalls.
Yeah, the biggest thing is you want to be on the offense all the time. Mm. It's hard being defense. Now, I'm going to let you know, and I'm going to warn everybody here in Northern Alabama. I call them the opposition. They are very aggressive, and they are very nasty individuals. They will do everything that they want to try to sexualize children. And people like me, mamas like me, are like, no, we're not going to allow you to do that. My biggest piece of advice is just don't back down. Mm-hmm. Don't let them intimidate you. Don't let them, they're going to threaten you and say, oh, we're going to talk to you, or we're going to say all these nasty things about you on social media. Mm-hmm. Wah, oh, boo-hoo, like I care. Don't care. That's mm-hmm. the biggest thing. We have to stand up for our kids. And that's the biggest thing. I mean, you don't want your kids to, end up going down this road and they're like, well, mom, why didn't you do something? And be like, well, honey, they were going to say something mean about me on Twitter. Well, that's not good enough. So parents, we need to step it up. Mm-hmm. So,
what do you see coming up with Huntsville Madison County Library? I know they've proposed some policy changes. I was just talking about, they're proposing changes, basically saying something along the lines of, we know that what the books we're purchasing and the material we're purchasing could be objectionable or seen as amoral, but essentially we don't care. And that they're just going to, that they're not going to allow them to be moved for any reason or something like that, or without, great objection. I'm not really 100% sure. What do you see happening there?
Well, what happens is anytime you allow any kind of thing to slip in, mm-hmm. On the left, it's always just kind of like a gateway, it's a gateway drug. It's like, oh, this one book, Heather Has Two Mommies. Oh, it's not sexually explicit or anything, but we'll put that in there. And then it graduates to another type of book, and then another type of book, to where what we saw in St. Charles, Missouri, we had full-on gay porn picture books. I mean, photographs, not even pictures, like actual photographs in our library. That's how bad it got. So once you start, it doesn't end, folks. You have to nip it in the bud now. It's time to get loud. It's time to get heard. If this is something you've never been involved in politics or anything, this is a great opportunity for you to start speaking up. Speak up at the library board meeting. Go talk to your city council. Go talk to the county commissioners. Anybody who appoints the library board mm-hmm. and everything. That's the other thing, too, that people don't realize is libraries pretty much, they run as autocracies. So these liberals, basically, they infiltrate the library system and they run it, as liberal as possible. Even if it's in a conservative county and receiving conservative taxpayer dollars. Right. So basically what's happening is they're holding our taxpayer dollars hostage mm-hmm. to further their agenda. We have to stop them. So this is it's unconstitutional what mm-hmm. they're doing. It's un-American. So get involved. That's my biggest thing. We need to be heard and we need to come together. I know we're all busy. We got kids, we got jobs, we got, after school sports and stuff. But you know what, folks? It's we're down to the wire now. I mean, we're really at a time that we don't have any time to waste. You cannot just sit on the sideline.
Right. Well, what if somebody wants to reach out to you?
Oh, please. Just text me or call me. I love phone calls. My number is 303-815-3946. Again, I'm from Denver. Woo-woo! Go Colorado. 303-815-3946. I'm getting started with this fight here in Alabama and joining forces with a lot of other parents and everything. But with my knowledge from the fight that I've already been fighting for a year, I have a lot of great strategies and we can pull this together. So if you want more information on how to help our children and stop them from being sexualized, please call or text me. Do not hesitate.
Awesome. Do we know when they're going to be voting soon?
Well, don't know when they're voting, but there is a Huntsville Library Board meeting coming up on the 21st of May at 4:00 at the main library branch. Be there.
Awesome. Thank you. so appreciate you calling in. That has been great. Thank you so much. And we're back. Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. This is Lee from Huntsville in for Phil Williams, live from the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, all the issues, solid conservative and just plain right. And we were just talking about my second dipper, Library Wars, and had a great call. Very involved mom, just... and volunteering to talk to anybody who's interested. I do highly encourage people to go to these board meetings and city council meetings. And, you know, guys, don't let decisions that directly affect your life, which your local boards and your local commissions and or Huntsville City Council or whatever, these people make decisions that directly affect your life. A lot more so than, say, president, or even, you know, like really stay involved in local issues and state issues, because you're going to find that it affects your day-to-day life a good bit. So I highly encourage people to go. And if you don't like the idea of this stuff in the library, go to the library board meetings. They're at 4 p.m. It alternates branches. I think this next one in May is going to be at the downtown Huntsville branch. Go sit in, listen to what they're saying, and let them see a resounding, you know, no from the community on some of these changes.
And even if it's just a few amount of people too, like,
yeah,
I know this is totally off topic sort of, but in my hometown they got a skate park built, mm-hmm. and they were having board meetings about it, and they built it because one guy came to the board meeting,
yeah,
and he was like just gung-ho about it, and they listened to him.
It's funny. You can really sway them sometimes with passion, and just a few people, it can surprise them. Oh, this really matters to people. And sometimes a tiny vocal minority tries to take over the conversation when the majority just seems to be a sleeping giant. But we need to wake up, and we need to, let the libraries know, hey, you're spending our tax dollars, and you need to do so wisely and not on dirty books for kids. It's just not okay. I've got some text. John from Brownsboro, we had issues for TV programming being inappropriate for younger people, and we put a rating system in place to allow parents some control of what influences to allow. Are we incapable of doing the same for all sources of media? Shame on both our houses. They kind of do, in the sense of they've got books and children's sections, juvenile, so children's like baby to, I think, you know, less than 8 to 12 is juvenile, and then 12 to 18 is young adult, and then above that is adult. So, I mean, in a way, they have, by putting them in these sections. The problem is, so one person's idea of age appropriate seems to be way off the average Alabamian's assessment of what is age appropriate. And all of us with kids, it's like defining porn. You just know it when you see it. And defining what's age appropriate, there's a wide variety, I guess. There's a wide lens you have to look at for age appropriate, what some people think is age appropriate. But then there are out of bounds, and there are out of bounds.
Yeah, I guess just some people's moral standards are different.
Well,
way off.
They need to get with it, because... there are some basics. There are some moral standards.
Yeah.
They need to understand that. John from Harvest, it says, the reason the groomers say removing porn books from children's sections is book banning or censorship is because it sounds bad that they know a lot of people won't bother to check what the real details are. I think nobody wants to hear book banning. Nobody wants to hear censorship. Those words are anti-American, and they're not something that anybody, everybody wants to say, you know, we don't do that here. That's something that you do in communist countries. But as I said, moving books that have heavy sexual content or have ideas such as when I talk about, like, you know, 3, 4, and 5-year-old board books, kids announcing they're trans, these aren't real things that kids need to see and look at. And moving those to other sections because you feel like it's not age appropriate is not censorship. Removing it entirely from the library would be censoring it from the library. Book banning would mean you don't even have the potential to even buy it. These are all these words have meaning, and they've kind of co-opted that into meaning something that it doesn't. So I agree that they're just throwing out inflammatory words. I think that we just have to consider, and I don't know if most people know this, that each library is considered their own little fiefdom, right? And that's why KIV had to put out that letter asking that all the libraries take action, because only some were. And each library can be affiliated with ALA, American Library Association. Each library can choose to be affiliated with them or not. The governor's asked that all of them disaffiliate. Actually, recently, the Alabama Public Library Services, I think they did not renew their membership, at least for this year, with the ALA. That doesn't mean it's permanently disaffiliated, but it's a step. But each individual library has to do these things. And each individual library has to curate their sections correctly. So just because you think you're in a conservative area does not mean that these books aren't in there. And some libraries are countering Ivy's proposed code changes. Some of them are saying, no, we're not going to do that. And they're saying, well, you know, for any minor in the public library, the parent guardian retains the ultimate authority to determine what materials their child may or may not access. The library can't act in loco parentis, which means in lieu of the parents, kind of like teachers do during the day. And they want to kind of rewrite the library codes. And I think that we must be very careful, because while, yes, the parents are the ultimate arbiter of what your children read, do you want your kid? Most people need to think, your kid is what, 4, 5, 6, 7, wandering through the library. You're not standing over the top of them going, don't touch that book. You're letting them, you're sitting at a table and you're letting them do what kids do, which is they enjoy picking out their own books. I don't know, Big Rig, if you take your daughters, do they get to pick their own books? Is that like something they enjoy doing?
We actually have never been to the library.
Oh, well.
They're very small, so.
Oh, okay. So a little too small for that.
Yeah.
I just think that.
And this issue is pretty recent, too. So, like, true. We just never had a chance to go to the library yet, but I don't plan on it.
Yeah. And it's also concerning with, if they think these children's books are acceptable, what are they reading at children's reading hours? All of this is just something you really have to consider, because one thing bleeds into another. So we need to, as a state, set the standard for decency.
I mean, I think in this case you can.
Yeah.
I mean, like we were saying earlier, there's a moral standard. You can't force somebody to have moral standards, but there should be some basis here, you know?
Well, I mean, when you show a movie, say you have a movie in the park. The city puts it on. Are they choosing a rated R movie with like raunchy sex scenes? No, because that's not appropriate. That's not family friendly. That's not appropriate for kids. And it's put out by a city or a municipality. There you have to take into consideration some morals and standards. But the same thing is true of the library. So we need to. I just think, and I will say this. I think most people just don't know what's in there. And they get gaslit by a lot of librarians saying, oh, this material isn't bad, or this is just sex ed material. Well, judge for yourselves, people. Go look online. If you go to like Moms for Liberty, Alabama, look at their website. They've got books listed there. They've got short videos showing you what's in the books. You can see for yourself. You can find out titles and go look them up. Read it. Find out for yourself what's in there. That's what I recommend. But don't leave it to someone else to make the decisions for you, or, you know, what your kid, you know, it's kind of like not going, you know, the reduction in people going to church. If you turn to the world, if you let your kids loose in the world, oh, they'll fill them with something. All right. But it may not be what you want. Pay attention. Wake up. So I think that's about it on the library. Going to come back and have a conversation about my third dipper, which is the NIL. Can't wait to dive into that one and some problems with the NIL. All right, we'll be right back.